So today, we have this beautiful reflection on the first to proclaim the Easter message to the apostles. She is called the Apostle to the Apostles, Mary Magdalene, a woman who had seven devils possessing her at one moment, recognizing that it's all of the sins. She really represents that sinful humanity that now encounters the merciful one and is able to proclaim, I have seen the Lord, and her sight is healed. So just as in many places in this gospel, you have those that are blind go on this process to sight, Mary Magdalene, in a way, is blind. In a way, she is in the tomb. She is consumed with grief. And she's in a position where all she can see is a rock-solid stone that is in between the one that she loves. She's looking and looking, and she's so inconsolable. Even these angels who are there, it says two angels in white. You'd think that she'd be really happy. She's seeing angels, and yet she's so stuck in the grief that she can't even see that there are these glorious angels on either side of where the body of the Lord is, and all she can say is, they've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him. And then it says that she turns around and sees someone who looks like the gardener, but it's really Jesus, which is interesting because the new Adam is Jesus. The old Adam was the one who tilled the Garden of Eden. So this is a little hint to say he is a gardener. He's the gardener of the new creation, who's come to make all things new. And he says to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? And again, she's still consumed in that grief. She's still blind. She's stuck. And she says, if you've carried him away, let me know where you placed him, and I will take him. Just imagine the amazing love that she has for her master. This little Mary Magdalene is willing to pick up the body of the Lord and bring him to a place of proper burial. There's such a love there. But again, she can't see. She's blind. Until Jesus speaks her name. Think about who Jesus is. In the beginning of this same gospel, the gospel according to John, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Think about in Genesis, that Word proclaimed, let there be light. The Word was with the Father in the beginning. The Word is the one through whom God created the heavens and the earth. He made something out of nothing. And here, this nothingness of blindness, the Word is fully equipped to touch that and to bring new creation. If he was able to bring from nothingness creation, he can take the brokenness of fallen humanity, touch it, and make it become new again. And so he speaks Mary's name, Mary. And it says in that moment, she turns, this kind of sign of her eyes being opened. She says, teacher. She knows who this is now. And it's beautiful when Jesus speaks this name and she recognizes him. We're given a powerful insight into how the Lord wants to speak our name to us. because we're stuck. And maybe we are feeling ourselves in a tomb of some sort. Just like Jesus spoke Lazarus' name, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. Mary, come out of the tomb of your hopelessness, despair, and grief. Mary, I am not far from you. This is the powerful message of mercy. It's the truth that Jesus sees us. He knows us and calls us by name. He loves us even when we feel far from him. Like Mary Magdalene felt, I don't know where the body of the Lord is. I don't know where he is. It's that ache of the heart of humanity saying, I'm stuck. I'm hurting. I want to know where to go, but I'm in the dark and I don't have any light to show me where to get out. And the Lord speaks Mary's name. And she turns because she realizes, hearing his voice, he is the light of the world. And so in a certain way, she was in the midst of darkness, of this tomb of grief. She turns to listen to that voice. And that voice is light that lightens her steps out into the truth of the day of knowing that she has not been forgotten. She has not been left in the tomb. But in fact, the Lord was there all the time. The Lord is speaking our name to us all the time. He's speaking to us in the Word of God. Are we listening? He is speaking his forever yes of love and mercy to us. Every time you see the living host of Christ, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, in front of your eyes, hearing those words, the body of Christ, the body that has been given for you, the body that makes us one and brings us home to the Father's house. Because how do we enter first into that mystical body of Christ? We hear in the first reading, what must we do to be saved? Peter says, repent and be baptized, each and every one of you. And so when Jesus in the gospel, Mary is so excited that she's finally found the one that she's looking for. She jumps, she grabs onto him. And it's kind of interesting because Jesus, he didn't say, well, that's very nice, stay there. He says, stop holding on to me. You might say, well, that's kind of cold. But there's something more. He's saying, Mary, yes, you think this is awesome that you're holding on to the one that you love right now, but I have something so much for you. I don't want to just stay external, but I want to provide a way to dwell within your very soul, the bridegroom of your soul. And that's why he says, I haven't yet ascended to my Father. Because when he ascends to the Father and Son send forth the Spirit. And now, through the grace of the Holy Spirit that we receive in baptism, we actually have an even deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ than those who walked with him, who ate with him. Because Jesus in that mode was walking alongside. And we might say, oh, I wish that I was back in that day. In a very mysterious way, we actually have a deeper intimacy that the apostles recognized on the day of Pentecost, that St. Paul recognized when he fell down from the very light and And the Lord Jesus, the resurrected one, came and started to live within him. That is a deeper intimacy. That is a deeper confirmation of the truth that God sees you, he knows you, he loves you, he calls you by name, and his deepest desire is to be espoused to your soul. This is the mystery of mercy. So let's thank the Lord for the gift of our baptism. You know, I just heard, actually, our server right over here, Brother Alex, today is his anniversary of baptism. So you can pray, all those on live stream, pray for him on this anniversary of baptism. And a good question for all of you, do you know the date of your baptism? A lot of times we celebrate our birthdays, we get the big cake out, but sometimes our baptism, we don't even know what the day was. Look at the certificate if you need. Write it down. Put it in your Google Calendar so it comes up every year. Mine is March 8th. And on that day, I have it in my calendar to thank the Lord for the gift of him speaking that word, dwelling in me through the power of the Holy Spirit, making me a child of the Father. So now I can cry out, Abba, Daddy. And through that gift of baptism, we are able then to come to this altar of God and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who continually says, this is my body given for you. Because I love you. And I am always here, even when you feel like you are in the tomb. Even in those moments in which I feel distant. Even in those moments in which I'm going through terrible suffering and I cry out, God, where are you? The Lord wants to confirm the truth that even when we are like Mary Magdalene, consumed with grief, saying, I don't know where you are, the Lord is speaking his word to us. He's calling us by name. He's saying, you're mine. I love you. And I have never, ever left you. Will you trust me? And as we near Divine Mercy Sunday, let's ask that the Holy Spirit give us an even deeper trust so that in those storms of our life, the anchor of trust can touch the very rock of Christ that we cling to, and that we might be able to say, no matter what, I know that he has called me, and he's called me ultimately for the wedding feast of heaven. And so whatever happens in this life, Lord, the good and the bad, I'm actually going to praise you for it, knowing that you can take all things and you can use all things to lead me to where my heart has been looking for and longing. And the fulfillment of that will be in heaven. So let's ask the Lord for grace to enter into the mystery of our baptism. Put it on the calendar. Celebrate that day. And as you get ready for Divine Mercy Sunday, in which there is that powerful renewal of baptism, just open your heart completely and say, Lord, give me the strength to trust you like I've never, ever trusted you before. Amen.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.